Padre Pio devoted his life to serving others. Although he didn't have biological children, he took care of many souls as a parent would. These individuals became known as his spiritual children. But even though he has passed from this life, is it still possible to become one of Padre Pio's spiritual children? And what is the basis for this notion? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio held his spiritual children close to his heart. He once made a promise saying, "When I die, I will ask the Lord to let me stay at the entrance to heaven. I will not enter until the last of my spiritual children has entered." These words demonstrate his complete commitment to his followers and highlights his unwavering dedication to their spiritual well-being. As his death approached, many of his spiritual children asked him how they would manage without him. Padre Pio, who was known for his sometimes harsh but playful demeanor, responded by saying, "Don't be silly. I'll be here in your midst even more than before." He went on to explain that while in the past his followers had to wait for days to speak with him, now he would be the one waiting for them. He even suggested that visiting his grave could bring them even closer to him, saying, "If you visit my grave, you will receive more than before." This message from Padre Pio highlights the enduring nature of his spiritual guidance and the deep connection he had with his followers. Furthermore, the Church's recognition of Padre Pio's holiness adds weight to his promises to his spiritual children. In 2002, he was canonized a saint, a testament to his exemplary life and spiritual leadership. Although it is clear Padre Pio had a deep love for his spiritual children and continues to care for them, a question remains: can someone still become one of Padre Pio's spiritual children? Or is it too late? To answer this question, we will turn to Father Modestino. Father Modestino, who came from the same town as Padre Pio, raised an important issue with him. He had been reflecting on the numerous blessings that came with being one of Padre Pio's spiritual children, but also felt a sense of sadness for those who are unable to make the journey to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask for spiritual adoption, or worse yet, only discovered Padre Pio after his passing. Father Modestino shared his idea with Padre Pio during a confession, asking if it was possible to consider all those who committed to praying the rosary daily and celebrating Mass for Padre Pio's intentions as his spiritual children. In response, Padre Pio opened his arms and raised his eyes to heaven, exclaiming, "Can I renounce this great benefit? Do what you ask of me, and I will assist you." This exchange highlights Padre Pio's deep commitment to his spiritual children and his willingness to extend this bond beyond physical proximity or personal encounter. By setting clear guidelines of what it means to be a spiritual child of Padre Pio, he ensured that his legacy and teachings would continue to reach and inspire those who are unable to meet him in person. Sometime later, he gave Father Modestino a new encouragement. "My son, increase the number of spiritual children as much as you can, because they will benefit more before God than I myself." So Padre Pio's intention was clear: to extend the love and guidance he provided during his life to as many people as possible. By inviting more individuals to become his spiritual children, he sought to create a ripple effect of positive change and spiritual growth that would spread throughout the world. To further encourage his followers, Padre Pio instructed Father Modestino to share the message, "Tell them I will give them all of my heart so that they may remain persistent in prayer and goodness." Through these words, Padre Pio emphasized the importance of cultivating a deep and meaningful relationship with God through prayer and acts of love. By encouraging his spiritual children to persist in these practices, he helped foster a sense of community and purpose among his devotees that transcended distance and time. On September 20th, 1968, just a few days before his death, Padre Pio called for Father Modestino to come near him. As he held out his rosary, which was inseparable from him, Padre Pio entrusted it to Father Modestino and said, "Here, I entrust you the Holy Rosary. Spread it amongst my children." It was the definitive ratification of a mandate, a wonderful assignment. Father Modestino, who passed away at the age of 94 in 2011, emphasized the importance of one more condition to become a spiritual child of Padre Pio. He held that, in addition to praying the rosary and having masses celebrated for Padre Pio's intentions, one must also strive to reject sin and follow the example set by Padre Pio. This includes learning to love, pray, and suffer for the good of our souls and for the salvation of sinners. In summary, to become a spiritual child of Padre Pio, one must fulfill these three conditions. Firstly, they must be devoted to praying the rosary. Secondly, they must have a mass celebrated from time to time for Padre Pio's intentions. And thirdly, they must take Padre Pio as an example and strive to live a virtuous life, following his footsteps of humility, prayer, and selflessness. Padre Pio himself was known to hold his spiritual children to a high standard. As he once warned them, "Remember that if you do not behave well and do not listen to me, one day I will not recognize you as my children before God. I will be the first to accuse you." While his words may seem harsh, they were motivated by his deep love and desire for his spiritual children to lead fulfilling lives in the service of God. So although Padre Pio is no longer physically alive, he remains a powerful presence in the lives of those who seek his guidance and in the lives of his spiritual children. If you would like to honor Padre Pio's legacy and become one of his spiritual children, you can join our Protect the Child of Padre Pio program by following the link in the description below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.